Welcome to Career Conversations. My name is Siobhan Murphy, a careers consultant here in DCU Careers Service. Today is part of our spotlight on employers attending DCU's virtual careers fair, which takes place on the 15th of October, is Maeve Call, who is a HR specialist with the recruitment team in ESB, and Philip Darcy, who is a commercial graduate as part of the graduate programme in ESB. So thank you both for coming on board onto the show. We really appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you very much for having us.
Great. So I'm just going to start off with yourself, Maeve. Could you tell us a little bit about ESB? It's a brand we all have known for, you know, since electricity was, we were all wired up all over the country way back then. We're very familiar with it, but, you know, I think there's probably a lot more to ESB than we actually give it credit for.
Sure, yeah. So we were established in 1927 and we're a vertically integrated utility. So we operate right across the electricity market. So from generation through to transmission and distribution to supply. In addition to that, we have our engineering and major projects business. So we do a lot of engineering consultancy and that can be abroad as well in the likes of the Middle East. So Bahrain and places like this, we do a lot of consultancy work over there. So a lot of our engineering graduates sometimes actually get seconded to places like that. We have over 1.4 million electricity customers in the market, so we're one of the foremost energy companies in Ireland. But as you touched on there, Siobhan, like even before myself, before I worked in ESB, I didn't realise the vast array of careers that are actually within the company. It's not just necessarily engineering and our network technicians, which look after all the transmission lines. We also, you know, have finance, marketing, data analytics, lots of different IT pathways. We have a huge solicitor in-house as well. Like we have a lot of solicitors in-house as well. So there's a huge array of different careers within ESB.
So it sounds like, you know, you're like very self-sufficient there. Like a lot of, as you said, like some, I suppose some functions which are normally external are outsourced to other organisations. You have your own in-house versions, your own in-house legal team and so on.
Yeah, exactly. Because we are such a large organisation, we employ over 7,000 people across Ireland. We do have a lot of in-house. We do obviously have to contract some things outside as well, but a lot of it is done in-house.
Brilliant. So you're coming to DCU's Virtual Careers Fair. So what are you, who and what are you recruiting for?
So we've been running our graduate programme now in ESB the past few years, and essentially it's to build a talent pipeline for future roles in the organisation. So we take in a vast array of grads. So we're hoping to take in 55 plus graduates this year. So that will be across engineering. So that will be civil, electrical, mechanical, and also quantity surveying graduates, IT graduates, marketing graduates, HR graduates, finance graduates. I think I've covered them all there, Philip, probably. And commercial as well, sorry. Yeah. Commercial graduates as well.
Can you just bring us through the whole application and selection process? You know, is it application form, CV? Just bring us through step by step.
Yeah, so applications are open at the moment and they're going to close on 2nd of November. So you can visit our website, so ESB/careers, and you can read all up about our graduate programme there. And then you have the apply link through that as well. So it's just a short application form. You include your CV and there's a couple of questions and things like that, just to make sure that you meet all of our eligibility requirements. You have to have a 2-1 level 8 degree at least in a relevant discipline. And then you will receive a link to do psychometric tests, which I'm sure a lot of graduates applying for graduate programs at the moment are familiar with. They're kind of part, like always part of the deal when you're applying for graduate programs nowadays, but it's just because there's such a large volume of candidates and it's kind of the fairest way to ensure we're cutting down the number when we're bringing them to interview. So then if you pass all of the psychometric tests and you meet the eligibility requirements and we will review all the application forms, then you will go forward for interviews, which we're hoping to hold in December this year.
And will there be online interviews at this point in time? Or?
Yeah, they will be just with COVID. It'll be the first time we'll have done virtual interviews for the graduate programme. Over the past few months in the recruitment department, we've been mainly doing virtual interviews all of the time, and it's actually worked very well. So we'll be doing that for the graduate campaign this year.
And are you using Zoom, MS Teams, or are you going to a platform? Or?
We're using MS Teams for it. Yeah, we're using MS Teams.
Brilliant, brilliant. Can I just step you back about the psychometrics there? So just like obviously you're recruiting from an array of disciplines and obviously for an array of disciplines within ESB. So is it a different range of psychometric tests, say, for an engineer versus somebody who's a finance, or is it the same array and they're evaluated differently?
It'd be the same array as in verbal, numerical, but they'd be evaluated differently. So depending on the discipline, like as to what weighting would be pushed for the different streams.
Brilliant. So any of our listeners, especially our DCU listeners, if you log on to the DCU Careers website and just follow the links, we have excellent psychometric tests, and you're going to get, by logging on and completing them, we have all the arrays, spatial, numerical, logical reasoning tests, and there's motivation tests and stuff, the things I can do and how you learnt assessments. You can have a good look around there, and I suppose the beauty about that is that you'll get personalised feedback as to how you performed on those tests, and it won't be your first time doing it then if you go forward for the ESB, and you'll kind of, I suppose, get into the zone of doing the tests, you know, because it's not something you do every day. So it's really nice if, you know, do a bit of a practice, and I suppose then it's just not as daunting then when you go to actually do it. Okay, so that's actually fantastic. So is it one interview, two interviews, would there be case studies, any insights there?
It's just the one interview. Usually we do a case study on site because we obviously always have our interviews in person. But as with everything this year, it's constantly changing. So we will have an online assessment. It hasn't been officially confirmed yet, but it'll probably maybe take the format of, say, a presentation that the students would deliver online regarding a certain topic linked to the discipline. And they'll do that for the interview panel. So you'd be interviewed by three people and it'll just be the one interview. Okay. That will determine the outcome, yeah.
But at this moment in time, it looks like there would be maybe a presentation as part of that interview process as well. Okay, that's fantastic. And thanks for sharing that insight.
No problem.
Obviously, as the candidates get closer, it will all become more apparent what that would be. But even to know that at this stage, is really, really useful. I'm just going to bring yourself in, Philip. Philip, I understand you studied in DCU here.
Yes, I did indeed. I studied just general business studies with interest. So I graduated there 2 or 3 years ago now. It's hard to actually keep track of the time, but I think it was 2018 I graduated. So I'm with ESB just over 2 years now. So that's business studies in DCU is what I studied, yeah.
So I understand your title is a commercial graduate. So if the thing goes, what is a commercial graduate? What do you do?
So I'm on the commercial end of things. So Maeve was saying, we have like a range of different areas in the grad program, and kind of with the engineers are kind of one area, and then there's a sort of non-engineer area which would include HR, finance, marketing, commercial, etc. So commercial is where I'm in, and I think there were 4 or 5 graduates in the commercial stream the year I started. So essentially this is an area that looks at, like, it's a vast range of challenging business roles throughout the business. So you could be looking at new business opportunities. You could be project managing. You could be looking at strategic investment programs. You could be delivering, you know, relevant value propositions to customers. It just depends kind of what area of the business you go into. So that's kind of the great thing about it, is you get to do 3 structured rotations throughout the program over 2.5 years. So that allows you to kind of see 3 completely different sides of the business, which is kind of what I wanted kind of going in. And one of the reasons I applied, because the reason I actually chose business in DCU in the first place was because I had heard good things about it, obviously, but I'd heard it was quite broad in that the modules, you get to look into loads of different areas of business. And I also saw that with the commercial grad program, and that was one of the main reasons I applied. So, that's a kind of a bit of a taste of the program. I possibly might start talking now just about the roles I've done.
Brilliant. That would be actually really useful. So you started off and maybe bring us through some of the rotations there that you've been doing. That would be really useful.
So in terms of the first one, when I started there, we met in Croke Park on our first day. We had a really good induction week with all the grads. And then it was like on the last day of that week, I was told where I was going on the Monday. So it was, I didn't really know much about it, but it was great. I was landed in procurement, which is essentially purchasing. So it was kind of something I didn't know much about. But I was in procurement for engineering and technical services. So it was great. I was based in the head office in Dublin there in East Wall. And essentially it involved, we looked at any of the purchasing that the power plants around the country required in terms of technical services and engineering. That was all done through our team. So I got to learn all about tenders and how to run through a full tender and what is required for that. I got to learn how to use loads of new online platforms that I wouldn't have previously done. And one of the best parts of that rotation is I actually dealing with stakeholders, both internally and externally. I got to travel around Ireland, going to various power plants and meeting with the teams down there. So it was actually really good because like I don't come from any sort of an engineering background, but I got a really good insight into how the power plants work, like the whether that's a hydro plant or a wind farm, you know, something like that. I got a really good insight into how ESB actually works. Like I know Maeve mentioned it as well. Like when you go into a company of this size, you don't really realize what's like the amount of work that's going on in these different areas is actually crazy. And you wouldn't really know about it unless you actually go in and work there or even attend a couple of meetings and learn about it. But I found procurement a really, really good kind of intro to ESB because I got to see so much of it. So I actually really like that. And to be honest, it would be an area I'd consider working in the future. And from procurement, so I spent 12 months there and I then went into trading in ESB. So this was really good. I got a really good insight into the kind of commercial side of the business and how we make money. So it was quite technical, but it was really, really interesting. So it kind of got to see how we ESB would trade like carbon, coal and gas on the stock, like I suppose it's I'll call it the stock market, but it's like I like was working on like a live trading floor. So there's, you can imagine there's screens everywhere and price of electricity changing every half an hour. So there's like 48 prices a day. And it was really interesting. The team I was on was actually called Portfolio Optimization. So what we were doing was trying our best to optimize the portfolio of ESB. So like you're talking, we're working in like the millions of euros and pounds and stuff, you know. So it was it's a really, really interesting area. And it's kind of more on the financy side as well, which is what I was hoping to do. And in fairness to the coordinators and stuff of the grad program, I kind of voiced that I wanted to work in somewhere for that year with a bit more finance element to it. And I was able to be given that opportunity, which was great. And similarly for my final rotation, which I've just started there in September, I am currently working on the customer value management team in Electric Ireland, which is of course our kind of retail arm of the business. So the customer facing side. And again, this is something I really wanted to get out of the program, was to work in a customer facing role, I suppose, as well as the more internal roles that I would have done already. So I'm only a month into my new role. Mm-hmm. And as with restrictions and everything, I haven't actually met my new team, and I have a feeling I won't meet them for a while, unfortunately, bar on Zoom or on MS Teams. But
sure.
So far, it's been really interesting. We're looking at the residential customers. We're looking at the strategy in terms of getting new customers and, more importantly, the retention of the current customers. So, again, it's completely different to what I've done over my past 2 years, but I'm able to take kind of what I've learned in different things over the 2 years into this new role and kind of put my own spin on what the team are doing and stuff. So, yeah, I can't really speak highly enough of the commercial program, to be fair.
So it sounds like to me, so your procurement, like you've had two back office functions, you know, and then you're kind of get more towards front office functions there on the customer, you know, adding customer value, or what did you call it? Customer value team?
Yeah, customer value management. Yeah. So, yeah, no, that would be right. Definitely with the first role is more back office. I did it. Technically, the area I worked in trading was actually front office, but my role itself, I wouldn't have been dealing too much with the kind of outside world. If that makes sense, it sure would have been a lot of now a lot of teams within ESB, because such a large company, can almost feel like you're talking to, like there might be teams like there's finance teams, there's marketing teams, there's generation, there's engineering and major projects, like Maeve mentioned. There's so many teams that like you could easily work in ESB for 40 years without coming into contact with so many different teams. You know, that's how kind of large your organization is.
Mm. Well, your customer could actually be an internal customer. You know, that's who your main customer could be. Especially a large organization like that, especially something like procurement, you have an internal customer there, really. But it's the same kind of processes. You know, just casting your mind back as well, Philip, you know, like if you think about it, you mentioned something very interesting there. You were very attracted to the business studies program in DCU because it was broad and you could, you know, work and, you know, you knew you could kind of figure it out as it was an opportunity for you to figure it out as you went along, you know. What would you say kind of propelled you to apply to the ESB to begin with? You know, what was kind of your motivation?
Well, I remember actually it was right at the beginning, final year in DCU, and sitting in the library, and a lot of my friends in college and stuff were applying for programs. A lot of them were kind of applying, looking at the big four accounting firms, for example, and they kind of knew that they wanted to do accounting, and I kind of knew I didn't want to do accounting. I know I had worked in an industry for Intra. I worked for a company called Jones Engineering, and I know I'd worked in that kind of industry, and I loved it. So I kind of said, I wonder, are there any graduate programs or any kind of graduate roles? Because obviously, like, there are other roles. It doesn't have to be a graduate program. You know, mm-hmm. there are other things. Good but I did a bit of research, and I found ESB, and obviously kind of everyone from Ireland has heard of ESB, but I didn't know too much about the graduate program at first, but went onto the website, had a quick read of it, and I think it was actually called Business Graduate Program as opposed to Commercial when I applied, but it's the exact same thing. But as soon as I read it, I said, this sounds kind of exactly like what I'm looking for at the moment. I couldn't think of anything different. So I applied, and like that, it was a psychometric test, and then got through to the interview stage, and then obviously got through the interview and was successful. So
What insights would you have from, you know, you're kind of going through the whole selection process? You know, obviously you were successful, you know, even though you might have felt going through each time, will I get the next call back? And we all feel that, you know. But, you know, what insights would you share there, you know, to I suppose give yourself the best chance going through that process?
Yeah, I think in terms of the process, like you mentioned with the psychometric tests, I would definitely practice those. I wouldn't just jump in, apply, and then just do it just in case. I would definitely kind of have a good idea of what to expect going into that. And obviously then just try your best with the psychometric tests. Hopefully you do get through. I would definitely get maybe one or two people to look at your CV to make sure that you're like kind of happy with it. I know from working in HR for a year with Jones Engineering, you do see a lot of CVs are very good. And like, you know, they're kind of to the point, maybe one or two pages. All it's a kind of relevant information to the role that they're applying for. I think that's very important. You see then a lot of CVs are, you know, 6-7 pages of information that's not really required. What I did actually for my CV, if I remember correctly, when applying, I obviously had my relevant work experience, but I also included some relevant coursework and assignments that I'd completed, particularly in my final year in DCU, because we kind of did some very interesting group projects in some modules. For example, we had a supply chain management module and a project management module with really good kind of individual and team projects, and you kind of covered a lot in those. So I kind of included those in my application. On my CV as kind of experience in certain areas, and I don't know, it must have helped me in some way if I was able to get past that stage. So I just definitely, there are two bits of advice in terms of the application. In terms of the interview, I think if you get to that stage, I think you should definitely be like, not confident, but I think you could definitely be happy that like you know yourself that you're good enough to get to the interview stage. And then just prepare as much as possible, research the company, going on the ESB's websites and know as much as you can about the company. Because it's kind of a standard question, I think, with any interview would be like, you know, tell us what you know about ESB, for example. You know, just be confident in the interview, like obviously as much as you can, and just be prepared. Like we had like a competency-based interview. So you had a bit of an idea of an area or competency which might be asked. I can't remember exactly what it was, but you will be able to prepare for the interview. So I think just preparation is key, and kind of back yourself. That would be my best advice in terms of applying and getting through the interview.
Brilliant. And just when you said there earlier on, you were talking about, say, your three rotations, and obviously there'll be other rotations, other people got other rotations based on the need within the teams and also the skills and experience amongst the grads. But, you know, you mentioned there that you brought one thing to another and, you know, your background. Could you tell us a little bit more about that? You know, what did you feel, you know, one of the skills that you kept picking and building up as you went along, you know, that you kind of started to hone a bit more as you went along?
Yeah, so I think with the program, because you're working with so many different people in different teams, you get to learn a lot from different people. And these could be people that are in the company a year, or someone who's in, like my old manager, my first rotation was 39 years in ESB. Like, he joined when he was 17 or something. So his experience and the knowledge he could share was unbelievable, you know. So I think you learn a lot from the people around you. I also learned a lot just in general, like my communication, my organization skills, things like that just improved naturally over the 2 years. And we were also fortunate enough to take part in a graduate training program throughout, which is kind of external to your roles itself. So we're currently doing it out in the IMI, the Irish Management Institute in Sandyford. So it's kind of all online now at the moment. But the skills you're learning there, like, you're looking at kind of stakeholder management skills, negotiation skills, again, communication skills, teamwork and leadership, you know, there's things like that. There's a few more, obviously, and we're not finished it yet. It's kind of an ongoing thing over the 2.5 years. But there are skills like that where you'd go to the IMI for like two full days of training. And it's great because you get to work with the other graduates who are, like, say, there's a couple, like Shauna and Orla would be two business or commercial graduates that started with me, but obviously we're in different roles, so we wouldn't see each other as much or be working together within our roles as much. So those days where you get to go to the courses are really good because you get to, again, regroup with all the graduates and kind of discuss your roles you're in. And like, I know that's one of the reasons I'm in the team I'm in now is from, you know, networking and chatting to some of the guys actually the year ahead of me and asking them how they got on in this rotation, what they liked about it, etc. And that then got me interested in the role, you know. So brilliant. I think I've learned loads, to be honest. There's loads of different reasons why, but the kind of formal training is obviously very helpful in terms of what you learn, but there's also the informal side of it, like the advice you get from the longer serving staff members, or I found it great with the younger people on on the different teams I've been on. I've been fortunate enough to have a really good kind of social aspect of that as well, which is great. Like, between Christmas parties, or if someone's retiring or something, there was always a great social side as well.
Brilliant. That's fantastic. That's really, it just helps us give a bit of insights, you know, because, I mean, you're living it every day. And I think you also have an appreciation as well about that. It's not that long ago since you were in final year. And that's fantastic that you're just kind of able to say, listen, I kind of knew what I didn't want. I didn't really know what I did want. And this is what I did to find it out and move on. You know, what I knew about myself and how I kind of propelled it into the current role that I have. So that's really, really good. Maeve, I just might come back over to yourself.
Sure.
Obviously, being, you know, Philip quite rightly mentioned that he has actually previous work experience working in a HR department. So he has an insight into kind of, you know, how applicants, you know, perform or not perform through a recruitment process themselves. Mm-hmm. So obviously, with your experience, you see a lot of applications coming in for all roles, not just graduate roles. You know, could you maybe give us some top tips about, for anyone considering applying to ESB, what would be your top tips to them?
I think it's really important that you do your research on the organisation. So I think particularly sometimes for when we're interviewing for undergraduates and graduates, people might not have researched the company maybe as well as they could have. Definitely not in all cases, but like as myself and Philip have touched on, you know, ESB is such a broad organisation. I think people just immediately think electricity and that's kind of it. But actually reading up on the company, particularly things like the values of the organisation, the mission, their strategy. So our brighter future strategy, you know, at the moment we're trying to really transfer to more renewables and have like a lesser impact on the environment, and that's really important to everyone in ESB at the moment. So if you have an interest in that, you know, if you're somebody who's passionate about the environment and all of that, and you can link that with the organization that you're applying for, and that shows that you're really interested in the organization. And I think that always comes across very well in interviews, and it makes the panel think, wow, like, they'd actually be really well suited to this role. You know, they seem to really want to work here, they've really done their homework on the company. So that's always a really impressive thing, and something that we definitely look for, that you actually want to work for ESB. It's not just that you want a graduate program, you know.
Brilliant. And I suppose I just want to tease that out, because you mentioned a couple of important things there, Maeve, because it is that connection to the company and why do you want to work for ESB?
Yeah.
I think that's always kind of a hard thing, you know, when you're in final year and you've so much going on, and then trying to look at the research, and the research that you're looking at is very, we would call it, you know, maybe not deep enough, you know, mm-hmm. to really make that connection. Do you have any blogs or any, you know, videos or case studies on your website that help students maybe connect into how their values would match into your ESB's values or anything yeah. like that?
You know, I completely agree. Like, I remember myself being, when I was doing my master's, trying to apply for grad programs, and there's so many different ones and you're trying to get through all the application forms. So it definitely is a stressful time for students. And then you're thinking about your assignments and your exams, which are always coming up as well. But, you know, the ESB website is very clear and well laid out, and as well as that, we have a really good YouTube channel. So, like, we'd have videos on our Brighter Future strategy. We'd have really interesting projects that we're working on at the moment. So, like the Dingle project down in Kerry, things like that. There's lots of really interesting information on the website, which particularly if you have an interest, you know, in moving to a lower carbon future or anything like that, or engineering side of things, like, there's lots of interesting information there. And as well as that, a couple of our current graduates or previous graduates have done YouTube videos with Grad Ireland, and they're up on our YouTube channel as well, just kind of saying what life is like as a graduate day to day in ESB for an engineering graduate. And we have one coming out soon as well for an IT graduate. So I think that's always really informative. And we have a whole section on the website about graduates in ESB and about the different disciplines and things like that. And then as well as that, you know, over the coming weeks, so we were in Grad Ireland last week. I know Philip was there as well helping us out. And we're going to be in DCU over the coming weeks for your fairs, and we'll be at other fairs as well. So, like, it's really important that students can try to attend those. And if you get the chance, I know it's a bit different this year. You can't just walk up to a stand and say, hi, like, I'm interested. But get the chance, speak to the people. Like, we love speaking to people online, and see if there's any top tips you can get from different organisations then when you're applying for them.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you very much for that. Philip,
no problem.
Any final top tips from yourself? I mean, you've given us plenty, but if you're to leave us but one or two there, what would be your top?
I think, well, I don't know. I suppose in terms of the application and the interview, I know if I have much more. I think just don't get too bogged down. I know the very start of the final year, I suppose it's very different this year with everything being online. I'm sure people are stressed enough as it is. So don't be too worried if the people around you are getting jobs left, right and centre, you know, because like that did happen in final year. You'll get a lot of people hearing that they've been offered jobs, and it's only, you know, start of October, and it can lead to stress and anxiety and all that. So I wouldn't let that bog you down. I would just kind of keep to yourself and let yourself worry about your own job applications and grad program applications and stuff. And, you know, I think that's the best way to look at it. Don't be thinking what, you know, the person in your course is after getting a job offer from X, Y, Z. You know, I think just think about it yourself and look, don't apply for grad programs for the sake of it. Like Maeve said, you want people who are actually want the job and are interested in actually working for the company and stuff. So I think that would probably be my last bit of advice that I would give. So yeah, don't be too worried about it, because there's plenty of jobs out there, I think. And DCU, especially with the various business courses, I know Mint as well, like the success rate in terms of getting a job, it's very high, you know. So if you've done well enough to get this far, so I wouldn't get too worried about everything right now, you know.
Brilliant. And that's, I'm glad you said that, because every year from here on here till Christmas, you know, you're right, thankfully students do start to get conditional contracts. They get notified that, you know, a variety of, you know, their companies, you know, they have a conditional contract with a company and so on. And for them, of course, it's fantastic. But for others, it can seem like an additional pressure. And realistically, they're really what's after happening is, really, and this is why we have the careers fair, this is for graduate employers who can map out their talent pipeline 12 months in advance. Now, a lot of organisations who are smaller just can't do that. They would do much more immediate hiring, more just-in-time recruitment. So it's not that even if all the graduate programs were finished up by next March, say, and, you know, a student doesn't have a job, that's okay. That's just the graduate program end of things. Okay, what starts opening up then is more the immediate hire, more just-in-time hiring. We kind of see that from April, May onwards, you know, as the final years are finishing up. So it's just that some companies, and that small companies, absolutely, they certainly don't recruit that far in advance. And different disciplines, say the not-for-profit sector, they don't hire that far in advance. There's quite a lot that don't hire that far in advance. So it's only to think about the graduate programs are just the firms that can have the bandwidth and the opportunity to, I suppose, develop their talent pipeline that far ahead. You know, what have you any insights on that, Maeve, from, you know, a HR point of view? And also, I'm sure you do graduate entry roles outside of the graduate programs from time to time as well.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'd agree with Philip. Like, I remember myself, the stress in final year, and you're hearing about people getting different programs, and there's a lot of pressure in final year as it is. So to try not to put too much pressure on yourself, it's definitely worthwhile. I think if you can get your applications in early, you know, ours is open now and it's not closed until the 2nd of November. But if you can take your time and get a couple of them done, not leaving it to the last minute, so you're putting your best foot forward for your applications. But yeah, as you touched on, obviously we're one of the big employers, and particularly for, you know, the likes of engineering and IT, we take in quite a high number there. But there'll be smaller companies opening up graduate roles in the future, and it's not, you know, obviously getting onto a graduate program is a really, really great thing, but there are entry level jobs as well, and we have them in ESB too as well. You do usually look for a certain amount of work experience, so it'll be dependent on that, but it could be the case that, you know, you go off and work for another company for a while, and then you might see a job on the ESB website that you'd be interested in, and you could apply that way. But I think definitely a good tip is to try and get organized at the start and not leave the applications to the last minute, because some of them, our one isn't too bad, but I know some of them can be quite long, and you want to be putting your best foot forward when you're, and ensuring that you're tailoring, you know, your CV and your cover letter to each company as well, so that you have your best shot to get shortlisted for interview.
Just take me back there to the initial application process there, Maeve. Mm-hmm. Just refresh my memory there again. Is it an application form, or is it a CV, or it's a short application form, isn't it?
It's a short application form with questions just regarding, okay, like your degree and that you're meeting eligibility requirements. And then there's one open-ended question as well. And also then you just attach your CV as, and if you have a cover letter, if you wanted to do that too. But so it's not a particularly long one, so it's pretty simple to do. And then after that, you'd have to complete the psychometric testing. And then following that and the review of the application, you could then be potentially shortlisted for interviews, which would be taking place in December.
Brilliant. Listen, that's fantastic. Thank you both so much. I think you've given us great insights, lots of practical advice, really things that our listeners can, you know, stop doing, start doing, and, you know, begin now. Do you know that kind of way? So,
yeah,
you know, so there's good kind of all round advice that will steer anybody in a good direction if they were contemplating a career in ESB, regardless of which discipline. So really, thank you both so much for that.
No problem at all. Thanks so much for having us, Siobhan. And we look forward to all the DCU applications now.
Brilliant. I hope you get plenty. I hope you get plenty. Honest to God, I do. Thank you very much, Philip.
Thank you very much, Yvonne.